Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Please join me in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. But Mary stood outside of the tomb, weeping. We can certainly picture the scene and understand it, for it is a scene that we have all seen too often. Men, women, and children weeping at the graves of their loved ones. Whether that tomb be in a cemetery or a tomb after a bridge collapses, or the tomb of fallen cement after an earthquake, the tomb of a collapsed house after a tornado, a tomb of crumbled steel after a car wreck, or a tomb of tubes and machines hooked up to a loved one. There is no shortage of tombs or tears in our world today. Death, however it comes, is an equal opportunity tyrant, which affects us all and will come after all of us. For all have sinned and all will die. There is no shortage of tombs or tears in our world today. What there is a shortage of hope and joy and resurrection, true hope. Not the false hopes that we hear so often, the platitudes of those who are grasping for hope, but true hope, real hope, solid and enduring hope, hope that not comes with pious-sounding wishes, but from certainty that death is not the end. And so there is an answer this morning, a real answer, to the tombs that we face, the tombs that seem so fearsome and heavy, that look so great and final, that cause us to sob such tears as did Mary, tears of despair and sadness. Today we have such an answer. Today is a day that changed everything. For the bodily resurrection of Jesus from the dead means that we have a Savior who has met the enemy and has won. Christ is risen. Savior who entered into death to deal death itself a mortal blow from which it will never recover. A Savior who entered the stinking gullet of death and, like Jonah's great fish, forced it to vomit him back to life, never to die again. And so our most fearsome enemy has been defeated. Today is a day that changes everything. Christ is risen.
He is risen.
Whatever tombs you face today, the steely grip of death cannot hold those who are baptized into Christ Jesus. For when death comes for us, the Word of God made flesh will speak to death and say, "Release my child. You have no right to her. For I have atoned for his sins. Therefore, your claim is empty. Release him." And like the creative word spoken in the darkness of the chaos of the beginning, it will be so for our loved ones in Christ. And we too will bodily rise from death to life with a new body, a resurrected body, as Jesus did. For where Jesus went, we too will go. So today, the church calls out all over the world, "Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia." That is our hope. This is a day that changes everything. And because this is a victory that is not known unless it is proclaimed, because like Mary, We all see tombs facing us. We look around and nothing looks victorious. We see sadness and pain, wars and fighting, even in the church, diseases and struggles, death and defeat. And it looks and feels all so fearsome and final. But for Mary that morning, there was a word that pierced the darkness, a word that penetrated her ears and entered her heart and caused her such joy that she had never had before. It was the voice and the word of her good shepherd. For as John told us earlier in his gospel, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." So when Jesus spoke her dear name, Mary, she heard that voice she knew and loved so well. She heard and knew that her Redeemer lives, and her tears of sorrow were changed to tears of joy, eternal joy at his voice. She is released from her prison of sadness and grief, and she is given life again, a life of joy and hope, a life of confidence and peace. And so it is with us as well. There is a voice. There is a word that penetrates the darkness of sin and death that enshrouds us, that releases us from the prison house of sin that seeks to hold us captive, that takes away our fears and tries to overwhelm us. The voice of our Good Shepherd that raises us and gives us life again. His voice that makes for us every day in Easter Day a joy of hope and a joy of peace, a joy of confidence, a day that changes everything. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. His is the voice. His is the word that sounds forth at every baptism, releasing us, people of death, and raising us to his resurrected life, joining us to himself and making every day an Easter day. His is the voice and the word that sounds forth at every holy absolution, proclaiming, "I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit," releasing you from sin and death and raising you to life, making every day an Easter day. His is the voice. His is the word that sounds forth at every supper as he gives you his body to eat and his blood to drink. He joins himself to you, releasing you from famine and the drought of sin, and filling you with his righteousness and life, and making every day an Easter day, like that day was for Mary. This is a day that changes everything. That wonderful day in the garden that Jesus' presence was made brought us back to paradise again. And though we still live in a world filled with thorns and thistles and tombs and disease and death, wherever Jesus is, wherever Jesus speaks, there is no garden so lovely and no day as joyful. And we live again in joy and hope and confidence and peace. And that is the last word that is spoken as we tuck our loved ones into their beds until the last day. The pastor stands at the foot of the casket and says, "Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah." That is a day that changed everything. That's quite a change, isn't it? Real change. From death to life. From despair to hope. From sadness to joy. From fear to confidence. That is the fruit of Jesus' resurrection, his victory over sin, death, and the devil in our lives, even in the face of our tombs. For not only does his victory mean eternal life for us in heaven, it changes how we live here and now. It changes how we live It changes how we grieve. It changes how we die. For no longer do we have to worry about this world and what this life will bring us, about our futures, what will happen, or about our dying, or about natural disasters, or bridges collapses, or accidents, or cancer, or any such thing like that. Whatever tomorrow brings, be it joy or sadness, life or death, we are safe in Jesus' resurrection. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Death has been overthrown. That changes everything. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Hell has been vanquished. That changes everything. Christ is risen. And the demons have fallen, and that changes everything. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
And life rules, and that changes everything. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
And the grave is open, and that changes everything. Yes, Christ is risen, and one day his voice will sound again. And like Mary, he will call your name. And your ears will hear his beautiful voice, and you will follow him out of the grave, from this life to eternal life, from this valley of the shadow of death to paradise restored, where the entrance is no longer guarded by angels with flaming swords, but the entrance at which the angels sing the praises of him who died but lives again. And we too will join in that song, just as we do this morning with the angels and the archangels and all the company of heaven, as Jesus comes to us here bodily in his supper and says, "Peace be with you." But then we will see him no longer veiled in bread and wine, but shining as the brightness in the sun in his glory. And then the celebration will begin. So sing today in full-throated joy. Let the trumpets laugh their ha-has. Sing today in confidence and hope. Sing every day of your life this joy of Easter, for this is the day that changed everything for you and for me, indeed for the life of the world. Your Redeemer lives. This is a day that's changed it all. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds through faith to Christ Jesus, to life everlasting. Amen.